Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special source for whenever that's Yehu Nishmas. Maris Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel. We are continuing our previous shir. We saw the two shirim ago, we started with the Mishnah. If a person sits on the garish, it's Yishto, Ramla, Rem, Teres, Lachol, Adam, El, Laplaini. Revelazer Matir, Bechachamim, Osrim. And the Gemara says the Pshat in the Mishnah is that they're arguing about Chutz. But he said, this Ella means chutz mi ploni, and that's the machlokas. But if he says, amanas shalotin asila ploni, then the kuli amish is migurash. He says, machlokas in the Rishonim, what if he says to her, amanas shalotia muteris lo? So the tour and the rush hold, amanas shalotia muteris lo, it's a get. However, Yerama, Meir Alevi Abu Lafia, he holds, brought by the tour, that it's not a get. And our avoda was to understand what's the Sharash HaMachlokas Beinehem. So, Baruch Hashem, we were married in the previous two shiurim. In the last shiur, we saw that we say in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Lazar, it says, Vishag Rishame Isha Lo Yikachu, even if she only got divorced from her husband, she's Psula Mena Kahuna. So you see that it's a good get. And Rabban is saying, no, she's Psula Mena Kahuna. But it's not a good get. And then we saw that Tosfos, who says, Havada, if she only got divorced from her husband, she's not Muteris to anybody, even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not a get. And if he dies, she can do Yibum. And she's only Psula Kahuna. Nevertheless, Rabbi Lazar proves from the fact, from this, from Afilonis Garsha Elam Isha Psula, and she only got divorced from her husband, from this Rabbi Lazar proves that Chutz Laploni is a Get Gamor. Because otherwise, in the case of where she only divorced her husband, she wouldn't be Psula Kahuna. It wouldn't even be Reach HaGet, it wouldn't be anything. The fact that the Torah passes over the Kahuna, it's Muchuk that B'chutz L'ploni, it's a complete get. And the rabbis held, no, you can't prove from Psul Kahuna, because this is a Kahuna Shinus. So we have to understand Tosfos. Since we see there's a get that only passes Mena Kahuna, i.e., she only divorced her husband, but she's not married to anybody else, only divorced from her husband. So how does Rabbi Lazar know that Chutz L'ploni is a get gamur? You can just have a psula kahuna and not be a get gamur. So Rabbi Alter Shmuel Levitz, Rabbi Chaim Zecher Tzadik Levruch's father, explained as follows, that the reason of the Rabbanan, he's saying the Gemara, that it's no good is because we require krisus. And it's not krisus when it's chutz l'ploni, it's not krisus. Kem labigiv gilvei l'abehu gavra. So, vis-a-vis Pliny, she's still connected to him. And therefore, it's no good. And we can say that it's definitely that according to Rabbi Lazar, he holds that we require krisus. Just he holds that chutz miploni is considered krisus. And the explanation is that we know that in Kiddushin there are two parts. One is the chalois kinyin and ishus that she's knuya lo, and the other is chalois yisur la alma, like we say in kiddushin, beis on the beis dosu la kuli alma kehektish. And because of that, she's erav al kol haolam. So it's the ishus with him, and then it's the isur to the whole world. So Rabbi Lazar holds that by gerushin also has two parts. There's a hafkasa ishus, and then there's the heter to the world. This is all a chazar in what we learned in the previous year. The hafkasa asur la kuli alma kehektish. There, Rabbi Lazar holds the hetter la'alma. This is two separate things: hafkas ishus and hafkas of asur la'kuli alma kehektish. Rabbi Lazar holds that the hetter la'alma ain't obabe tolada me hafkas ishus. El sheish nasiyam yuchedes la'tira la'alma. In Rabbi Chanan, kovet shirim chelik leisim chavzan kli mechavches. Rabbi Lazar holds the hetter la'alma is not a tolada of the hafkas ishus. It's a special asiya that makes her mutter to the world. Increases was only said about the afkasa issues. We require that it should be mufka mikol v'kol. There should be no shiur in the issues But in the Isser, the Shir Zefe is okay. And therefore he holds that you can have Geilus and Chutz Miploni because the Afkos HaIshus is without a Shiur, it's without anything left over. He's only Meshair in the Heter La'alma because he's not Mati or Lagabi Ploni. And therefore he's in the Gureshes. The rabbi said, no, it's one thing. The Etzim Geilushin is the Afkos HaIshus and the Heter La'alma is Memela Asya. The Etzim HaGeilushin is the Afkos HaIshus and the Heter La'alma is Memela from the Afkos HaIshus. And it's not shaykh that you can be mafkiya the issues without the materis la'am. And therefore, if he's mishayr chutz m'ploni, so he's mishayr in afkos ha'ishus, because she's still his wife, l'gabe ploni, and that's not krisis. Okay, but she'a isa guf ha'gerish and vashkov ishi afkos ha'ishus l'chatzayim. Because he's making the guf ha'gerish and afkos ha'ishus half. And therefore, it's not a get. And that's what Rabbi Lazar proves from the Dina Rebbe Gureshis Mimani Beinam Teres L'Shum Adam. She's in Sales Lakuna. All he's proving from this case, she only divorces her husband, but she's not but to the rest of the world, is that they're two separate aspects. That's all he's proving. That there's Afkos HaYishus and there's the Heter La'alma. So here you see, there's only one without the other. But the fact that there's one without the other, Mimela, when it comes to saying Chutz, so she's divorced. If she's Chutz Miploni, she's divorced. Fisha Kval Shu, his Baal Nuitz Kval. And the rabbi said, no. That it can't be. It's not, there's a reach haget, because this rikun is shiny, she's also the kahuna, but since the two are connected, the hafkos ha'ishus and the heter la'alma are connected, the melav, there's no heter la'alma, gabe ploini, meaning she's not muteris l'ploini, it's a shiur in the yatsim haget. Okay, that's what we learned in the previous shir. The hadvarim hayu smechim me'od. Lachem on the dvarim, but ze ha'tamtzit l'ma she'anach tzrichim l'shiur hazeh. Ulefi ze nira b'da'as ha'rosh. De'lo'oilam gam l'rabonon, says Moreinu v'rabbeinu ha'rosh ishi v'zatzal, hafko ha'sa'ishus v'ha'heter la'alma trei milininu. But even according to the rabbis, now we're saying the Rush holds. Hafkos ha'ishus and heter la'alma are tadapka two separate things. They're two separate things. Like Rabbi Lazar holds. So the machloekis sees that the rabbis hold she'ein heter me'etzem asiyos hagerushin. The heter isn't part of the la'alma, isn't part of the etzem hagerushin. Because the yisod of the parsha of gerushin in yanorak hafkos ha'ishus. The union of Gerushin is just Hafkos HaIshus. Uketotza'a mizeh, the outcome of that is there's a heter la'alma memela. In other words, as Harav Shmuel Yaakov Bolenstein, who was Reb Chaim's Talmud, who was Zeiche and Mezake Os, when he wrote down the Shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu al-Rosh Yeshiva. Bornstein was in America for a few years in the late 70s. He had a medical issue that he attended to. And so when he was there, he had some free time. So free time, as if a Jew has free time. So he sat down, he wrote the Rosh Yeshiva's Shiurim. That's how we have Gittin Kedushin, and then Ksubis was written by his grandson. And then there's Bava Basra, I think, is also his grandson, Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully we'll see a mabul coming soon of the Chaim's Torah, Shari Chaim's. We also have the Sefer Sfarim River Freiman, Mayim Chaim, also Reb Chaim's Torah. Kitzur, as explains Reb Bornstein, Ratzon Yilim Erda, Eina Geder, Dekeven Shehufka Chaloi Seishus, Memeila Eina Asur Le'alma. No. The Geder isn't that since there's a Hafka on the Chaloi Seishus, Memeila she's Asura to the world. Like we had said originally. It's not a memeila. Elavada ibrina and heter li isur la'alma. You need a heter of her isur to the whole world. You need a heter. Like we see in Kedushin, that you need a pasuk that misis ba'al matir la'alma. Because of course there's afkos ha'ishus, but there's no heter la'alma. V'rak te'ena heter chilek me'asiyas ha'megaresh. That's not his asiyah.
The heter is chal as an outcome of the afkoas ha'ishus. Shedinu shechalois afkoas ha'ishus shechal ba, goremet gam chalois heter le'isur le'al moshe aleho. The heter isn't his asiya. The heter takes effect as an outcome of the afkoas ha'ishus. That it's a din that chalos hafkos ha'ishus causes a chalos heter lister da'al moshe aleha. So because of this, she's now muteris lo'ila. So what's gerushin? Gerushin is hafkos ha'ishus. And the outcome of that is something else. Not part and parcel of the Gerushin. Because what he's doing is Hafkoas Ha'ishus. And then Mimela, she's Muteris Le'alma. And that's something separate. That's a separate Chalois Heter. It's not subsumed under the Hafkoas Ha'ishus. So you can have one without the other. Like we see again by the husband dying, in a special pasuk for Heter La'alma, even though there's already, it was automatically Hafkoas Ha'ishus when he dies. But nevertheless, that Heter La'alma is chal automatically. He does his ma'isa of Hafkoas Ha'ishus, and then the Heter La'alma is chal. And it emerges therefore, Sheladas Rabbonon, HaHeter La'alma, וחלויס בפני עצמו יאכל בתוילות ומאפקוס הישוס. The heter to the world is an independent chalos that takes effect as a toilot of lafkoas ha'ishus. And if so, it's like the chiyuv of shir and ksus that we spoke about in the previous shir, that's chal idea kedushin. But even though it's a chalois bifnei atzmoi, that is a chiyuv shir and ksus, nevertheless, it's not part of the Asiyas HaKedushin. It's a Memela that comes as a result of the Kedushin. And therefore, Afilu Shebi Megarish Chutz Miploini. When someone's Megarish except for Ploini, you can't be Meshayer Beheter. And Kenu Meshayer Bekesher Aishus. If he's Meshayer the Heter, in other words, if he says that you're not going to be Muteris Leploini, that means that you're Meshayer B'Kesher Ha'Ishus. That means that the Ishus is not completely mitnatek. It's not completely detached. Not completely mufka, because they're still connected vis-a-vis Ploini. And therefore it's not considered Krisus. So that's all b'shiul shelo b'derech t'nai. That's all if you make the shiul not b'derech t'nai. That's a shiur in the ishus, in the kesher ishus. Aval ba'oisa derech t'nai shel shiul. But let's say he makes it t'nai. He says that you are megureshes. Almenas shelo tiyeh muteres leploini. Aval ba'oseh b'derech t'nai shel shiur. He makes it t'nai that you're not going to be muteres leploini. So then, oz motzi lahasnos ala shiur beheter la'al melchuda. Then he's allowed to make a t'nai on this shiur when it comes to the heter la'alma, that the heter shouldn't be chal to vis-a-vis ploini. Even though in the etzem ishus there's no shiur. Just like he can make a t'nai in the shiur of shir and ksus, he He can also make a tanai, right? When he gets married, he make a tanai in the chiyuv of sharing ksus, because it's a separate inyan. So too, he can make a tanai that she's muter, not muter, it's leploini, and that's separate from the etzim gerushin, the separate from the etzim afkos ha'ishus. V'chagavna motzi shapir lochu lashir behedil grede. And in such an instance, the shir could be chal. And the heter alone. There's a leftover on the heter, leploni. But she's not muteris leploni. Kevin du chayo mitzat shah tanai mishayah. V'osa shapir hei teva odein asiyah sagir shim tanai shil shiyo ke agavni mekarei b'shem klitzu shal aged. Yetz miken fashteng zeir zeir git. That the asiras hagerushin b'tnai shel shiur is not nigareya, does not impede the shame krisus. It's a complete krisus, because there's only a shiur in the head there. There's no shiur in the yishus. So b'chol kai gavna moedim chacham and Rebbe Lozar, it's not a lack of krisus because it's a full of course yishus. It's just a shiur in the head there. She said no se b'fnei atzmo. שזה משהו, זה סוג, זה קטגוריה בפני עצמה. והתר לאלמה. So the issues is מפקיע לגמרי, זה גט לגמרי, מה זה טוב? You're divorced. Today they make divorce parties. I once actually went to one. Obviously it's not a happy thing, but the Mizbech is married the most, but sometimes it's such a terrible marriage that better the Mizbech be married a few than the Chassan or the Kala keep crying, right? That's the old line. Akoponim. So they divorced because he made the issues. The of course the issues was complete, and then the heter la'alma shezeh kvar mugdar kesu b'fnei atzmo kechalois b'fnei atzmo. So that's not complete, but that doesn't bother us because it's a full divorce, and it's only together tonight. If he makes it a part of the etzem gerushin, chutz miploni ze lo tov. Because he's Mishayah B'Kesher Ishus. But if it's a Derech T'nai, which is much lighter, it's not part and parcel of the Gerushin. In other words, he's not saying, you're divorced except for Ploni. That's a Shiur in the Heter, and therefore it's a Shiur in the Kesher Ishus, and it's not considered Krisus. But here is the complete Krisus. There's a complete Afkasa Ishus, and he just makes a T'nai in the Heter. Since it's only a T'nai, just like you can make a T'nai. And the Sharon Ksus, you can also make it tonight in Chutz Miploni. And therefore the get is a good get. And that's Shitas HaRosh. That's how he understands the Chachamim. In the Avne Miluyim, he's Meir Sheba'almana Shelo Tiyah Muteres Leploni Zetnaya Soyser Lemaisa. I ain't lay a line here on the base, so it's the Ramaskal the Tanai. Shemaisa Gerushin Matiro the Kol, the Tanai Aser Leploni. How can it be a steer in the Maisa? The Maisa Gerushin's Matir at everybody, and the Tanai Asers. Based on what we said, no! The Maisa Gerushin is Afko Ase Yishus, the head is Mela Kasia. The head is a Mela. And the shield is in the head there. That's not considered Soisa La Maisa, because there's not a Stira Yishira La Maisa. Because the mice is a complete mice gelishin, and the shield is in the head there, la alma, which is something different than the etzem mice gelishin, because it's a sub b'fnei atzmo, it's its own category. So it's not a stira yishira. Uvedas harama. What does he hold? Remember, he says such a gerushin is no good. He holds that maybe the svir le de la rabbonin lo yishayach kal shir b'chaloi seheter. No. Ein kazeh davar. There's no shir b'chaloi seheter. That's a midi de melo. And it's chad milsa mamashim afko aseg ishus. It's not a chelo yisdin b'fnei atzma. Oh, it's one with the issues. Therefore, the shiur is chol and the etzem hagerushin, ze lo tov. Ze kvar lo tofes, ze lo krisu, ze lo get. Just according to the Ramah, we have the Avnei Miluim's problem. Right? That it's a tenai asayse lemaise. So the Tanai shouldn't be chal. So that's a problem. But al kopanim, if it's Tanai sos lemais, then it's not chal. But al kopanim, the Ramah holds, maybe that the rabbis hold that since it's one inyan, the afkas ishus in the chalosa heter, if you make a shir in the chalosa heter, so that is a shir in the etzem gerushin, and that one may not do, and memela. The get is not a good get, and that's why he holds that if you say almanasu timoteres leploini loy have get. Terrific. Now ish od derech levayel ata machloket ulai bezrat Hashem ni mekave b'shur acher, aber b'intime labandu yisoides gedolim. בעניין גיטין וקידושים, שני החלקים, היחס ביניהם, בעזרת השם, נחזור ונשנה פרק זה ובלי נדר. Thank you so much for listening. שזו חלום עולם, לשמול עס קיימס, כל ויסם תרוסה ביהבו. אמן ואמן. שלום, שלום, sweetest and most beloved friends.